I'm going to support every one of those schools and wish them all the best. And I know the new superintendent, Dr. Tim Smith, we've been working the transition for the last 6 weeks. I think he's going to be fine, and we're going to help him all we can in the community, or help him personally, whatever he needs. We want it to be a success.
So, and Malcolm Thomas, yesterday we spoke to him, the outgoing superintendent, the last elected superintendent in Escambia County. We're actually going to have Dr. Barber coming up here in just a minute from Santa Rosa County at the top of the hour. But right now we've got Dr. Tim Smith. We've got two doctors now. I don't actually know if either Tim or Malcolm were doctors, but I know that Tim Smith is, in fact, a doctor. He is our new superintendent in Escambia County. Tim, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Great to have you. We talked.
And very, very.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm very, very excited to be here. It's a wonderful community. Been here since the beginning of October, and really have received a warm welcome, and have really immersed myself into the district. It's a fantastic school district, and just a tremendous community.
Well, we appreciate that, and we're very glad to have you. We're very eager to see how things develop from here. As you said, you've been here since you were just shortly after you were selected back in October, so that's, 2 months now? Not quite 2 months, something like that. What has happened between then and now? What have you learned about Escambia County in terms of the school system that you didn't know before this?
Well, the school system has been run exceedingly well. It is an efficient system. It's one where there has been fiscal responsibility, and this has been a challenging year with a lot of financial demands. The leadership that has been placed with the school board and Mr. Thomas, the superintendent, has been outstanding in weathering some of the storms is not an easy thing to do, but it has been done well, and there's been a strong level of fiscal responsibility, but also really efficient systems. So this district is well run, and it has a rock solid foundation in place, and I've been really excited to see that and to learn that. The other thing that has been just a tremendous opportunity for me is to have had a transition time with Mr. Thomas. Mr. Thomas has been an outstanding superintendent. He has been incredibly helpful to me, and he has shared with me a vast amount of information and provided insight for me into the district. But also, he has been deeply supportive of me, and I'm really grateful for that. Really speaks to his servant leadership and the care he has for Escambia County and the students and the staff and the families of this county. And I just tip my hat to Mr. Thomas for the incredible leadership he has provided for this district. And I also tip my hat to our school board, an incredibly gifted and talented and dedicated group of people. They do an outstanding job.
What we're talking to Tim Smith. He is the new superintendent for Escambia County. First official day on the job is today, although he has been in transition with Superintendent Thomas for quite some time now. What is your kind of vision? You know, we've got a lot of parents driving their kids to school, or at least parents driving around this morning. What are maybe some of the key things, one or two key things that you want to do with the school district?
Well, with the great foundation in place, we want to really just continue to push learning proficiency rates to new heights. And we also want to focus on closing some of the achievement gaps between some of the subgroups in our when we look at our data. And so those two go hand in hand together. If we're closing some of the achievement gaps, proficiency is going to increase for that to happen. Also, unity. Unity is a very important focal point for me, and it's because when we look at closing some of our challenging achievement gaps, when you look at the data and we know what areas we need to go after as far as closing those gaps, it's going to take a united community to do that. And I'm so excited about initiatives like Achieve Escambia, with the Children's Trust being voted, certainly there's a strong commitment by the community to support children. And there's a lot of positive momentum and focus on children. And so that's just a tremendous asset to our community and is an exciting thing for the school district. Furthermore, I think every day the goal is to have a safe, positive, supportive environment for our students. And we want them to learn and thrive and graduate and then go forth and be helpful, productive citizens. And that's a long K-12 experience, many years, but we have an incredible staff and district to make that happen.
You know, one of the things I know a lot of people are concerned about, you know, just physical safety right now while we have this pandemic going on. The release came out last week that you're basically continuing the status quo in terms of school safety and procedures. Is that right? Everything is basically staying the same for now regarding COVID?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. We look at the numbers, and they have increased over the last two to three weeks, and it's just not the time to move now. What is good is that the schools have been doing a great job of responding quickly when a student has symptoms and supporting the student and the families and making sure they get home and are able to get the attention and that they need, but also to diminish the opportunity for the spreading the virus.
Right.
And so the principals in the schools have done a great job with that. And also the parents, our parents have done very well when they see symptoms arise on taking the necessary precautions and making sure their students are home and safe.
You know, last question I have for you, Dr. Smith, is, and I don't know the answer to this question, which is why I like to ask. Typically, when you have a political selection and an election, you have a transition, a swearing in, there's a ceremony. However, because you are the hiree as a result of a big political push 2 years ago to move to an appointed superintendent, I don't actually know the fact. Are we even having a ceremony for outgoing Superintendent Thomas? You don't get sworn in. You just get hired. It's your first day on the job, right?
Well, I actually will be sworn in.
Oh, okay.
This evening. We have a 5 o'clock installation, and it will take place at that time. And that's a requirement by the state for all superintendents to be sworn in, elected or appointed.
Okay.
And so yes, it is a big change for the district. And I have to thank the school board. They've done a marvelous job with that transition and positioning everything as it needs to be. And they did a long, deep search for my position, and they've really been invested in it and have done tremendous work.
I know there
with that process.
No, there was a lot of people kind of concerned about the timeline as it seemed to be getting up on us real fast, and then everything worked out just fine. And here we have you in place today as your first day. Dr. Smith, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Thank you for investing your life and making sure that our children have a better future through education. We look forward to building a relationship with you, and we look forward to all the fine things you're going to do in office. Best of luck in the beginning of your new career.
Mr. McKay, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.